Whatever it is you enjoy about the World of Warcraft, we have a challenge for you.
Adventure.
Crafted.
Murder.
Flowers.
This is the WoW Challenges Podcast. And here's your host, Lita.
Hello and welcome to the WoW Challenges Podcast. This is episode 281. Today is Saturday, December 4, 2021. My goodness, December's here. I'm your host, Lita. Joining me in a very festive mood today is Chris. There she is.
Hi, everybody.
Look at you. You're so cute in your Santa hat.
I love that so much. I needed that so much. I can't tell you.
I may have had a little bit of fun doing that.
It may have made me nort. I just muted when I did it.
Of course you did.
Of course all I did. You already got me on. We don't need any more of those.
Yeah, I have got a few. Yes, that's true. Anyway. welcome everyone, welcome chat room. Sorry about the audio issues. I'm not sure if you heard the intro played, but I've been trying to sort out this audio issue with the headset, and you know, god damn it, one of these days it's everything's gonna work. The intro played. Yay. Okay, so everyone can hear the intro except for my co-host. Fantastic.
Done.
I don't know why. At least that worked. So that is something. Anyway, we are into December, and as we know, we have got this episode, as well as next week will be the last episode for 2021, which of course is our death list show. So as per the little banner that's beneath me at the moment, it says get your death list in by October 9. By December 9. Let's not go backwards. Oh my god. So those of you, I've already got one death list. Thank you, Stir. So that's already in. For those of you that want to participate, you know, get them in by December 9. That way I can, you know, get everything sorted and into the show notes, ready for the show, which will be next week, which is December 11 for you guys, December 12 for me. But we are in December, which means it is Christmas month. So I have got my cute little, don't know if you can see, I've got little Christmas trees. It's got green on it. Green with a green screen is not fantastic, but I've got my little, I was going for a candy cane look. I don't think I really did it, but I have got red sparkles on, so.
You look adorable.
So, yeah, so I had a bit of fun doing that. But it is Christmas month, and obviously, as we know, as people who celebrate or don't celebrate, whatever it is that you do, December can be a pretty hard month. There's lots going on. So I had decided from December this year, it was going to be, we're going to celebrate as much as I possibly can, because it is a hard month for me on a personal level. So as you guys know, you know, we had a tragedy a few years ago, and that plays a impact on myself and my family. But I was like, you know what, it's December, it's Christmas, and you know, there goes my husband. So first Christmas with him here and all of that. So I wanted December to be, you know, a bit more extra special this year. So yeah.
Lots to celebrate.
There is, absolutely. So hence why we've gone, you know, a bit more Christmassy for this episode, but next week will be full on Christmas. So one in your neck.
And death. and death.
Christmas and death, which, you know,
so us.
is very challengery. So yeah, it's so very festive. Exactly. Thank you, Fair. And as Zaya says, still a few days. You know, DCs can happen from the death list. Totally understand. I have got mine. I haven't sorted show notes yet, but I will be doing that after the show. So we will see. It's very excited. It's always interesting to see what people send in and the numbers. It's always, you know, and of course with Rogue Slayer not in contention. Be interesting to see how this year goes for everyone. So but we wish Rogue Slayer and of course Julie's recovering well from the surgery. Like I said to you, I think last week she went in for surgery, so sending all the positive vibes out to Julie and also Rogue Slayer. So we are thinking of them and hope they're doing well and Julie's recovering. Alrighty, so we got a little topic we thought we'd touch on this week, and it's just, you know, it's not a huge topic, but we thought it'd be fun because leading up to Christmas, and I'm sure you guys in the chat room have got some thoughts, so you know, throw your thoughts in there so we can pick from those and let everyone know. But my thought was, how do you challenge Toon during the holiday season? Because, you know, everyone's different. Some people might work through. Some people might not have a holiday season. You know, everyone's different. So it's just interesting to see what you guys have to say. So the first question is, Chris, so for you, what challenge tunes will you be working on over the holiday season? Have you got any plans?
Well, so originally I really wanted to work on Pacifist. Mm-hmm. And then a couple things happened. Mm-hmm. One, my internet here became less reliable than Aussie internet. Turns what? Out, mm-hmm. I know, it's hard to believe. Ask anybody who hangs out with me. Oh my goodness. Turns out they are having to replace all the natural gas lines in my entire city. I do not live in a small city, before they explode. And they are next to the internet lines and the water lines.
Yay!
As everything is getting literally dug up so that my town of millions does not, you know, become a giant sinkhole, mm-hmm. We, like, this morning I probably DC'd 18, 20 times in the span of a couple hours. So, normally, Passy would be out doing all the buckets that she can. I live for in-game holidays. Mm-hmm. Dee and I, a couple, 6 years ago or something, we missed Turkey Lurkey, and that was the only thing we had missed to get what a long, strange trip it's been. Turkey Lurkey.
Yep.
And so we had to wait a whole nother year. I mean, I live for these things. Yep. So I was so paranoid. I actually did take Passy down to do the trivia.
Mm-hmm.
But the second thing happened, which was, we all know I work too much. I got 3 days off in all of November. And finding even the 10 minutes to keep my eyeballs open to go answer a trivia question, it just didn't happen.
Yeah.
So I'm having to do a lot of forgiving myself this year that I did not take advantage of the buff.
Mm-hmm.
But she's still sitting down there, and I'm so paranoid because everybody who wears the, what is it, the heirlooms, and they ding and they do that giant explosion out if you've got the full set of heirlooms on every time you ding. Mm. Like, don't hit me, just don't hit me, don't kill anything. You know, so it's a very paranoid place when you know that you could be DC'd any second.
Yeah.
So my challenge tune, especially her, they're going to have to sit out this year until I get some more reliable than Australia or even up to the level of, I will even take up to the level of Australia at this point, which tells you how bad my internet is right now.
Yeah.
So that's crazy. They are going to enjoy the holidays in their own way. Instead, I will do them on normal. Yeah. Every year, Zepp and I go sneak. We play Alliance predominantly. We go sneak into Org, and we ride the sleigh around Org until people kill us. You know, and it's tradition. We've done it for years. So I will have to take my normal tunes out and do that type of fun instead of losing pacifist.
Yeah. Because as we know, I think we both of us would be in a fetal position if that happens.
Word.
And you
Does
know,
that bear if, thinking.
Yeah. So so totally understand. So it's been a bit. Yeah. This year's been certainly crazy for a lot of us, and the last thing we want you to do is to lose pacifist. So there we go.
No.
So be safe. That's the main thing. Be safe in and out of game.
In and out of game.
Which is the big thing. All right. Okay. So for me, I am going to continue to work on my pacifists. I've got 3 pacifists at the moment, 2 Alliance, 1 Horde. So I want to get some, you know, get some levels done on them. I've got 1 Iron, which is my leader strike from the contest, you know, a couple years ago. She's still going. Slowly, but still going. And then my hope is, which is completely not Christmas, but my bloodthirsties, because I would really, really like to sit down and have some time just to give them some bloodthirsty love, you know, just to go smack some things. Because by the time Christmas, my holidays get here, I am probably going to want to smack something.
Or someone's.
Yes. And, you know, sometimes that therapy of just hopping on the bloodthirsty and going, and it's not necessarily wrecking face, because you don't do that on a bloodthirsty, but just picking that spot that you can just, you know, like grind. With the warrior, a lot of times I would go to, oh God, I've completely gone completely blank. Up near Argent Tournament, there is Death's Rise, I think it is, and there's, you know, the little girls and guys, the humanoids and whatnot, walking around. And one thing I do love to do on her is just to, like, grind pull and just go around a circle. And it's not a matter of pulling, like, 3 mobs at once. Sometimes I've done that accidentally. Survived, not a problem. The way the warrior has for me has not been a problem if I do accidentally pull more than one, okay? So, you know, but you can just kind of charge, kill, and as that one's down, charge, you know. It's just that whole, you get into a rhythm, which is fantastic. And all of a sudden, you know, like an hour's gone, and all you've done is just kill, you know, just charge, kill, charge, kill. It's nice. Quite therapeutic. And I really need to get back to doing that, because I feel like this has been, you know, one of those things that I need to do. So that's my goals, is to actually have some time to do that. Because it's been, yeah, it's just not.
It's been a year.
It has. It's been a big year. Oh, not... Hang on. Oh, I don't know if that's me. Just reset, because you went a little staticky, so I'm not sure if that's me. Try that again.
Is that better?
No, it might be your internet. Chat room, am I coming through okay? I'm going to guess I am, because I've reset it. Yeah, I think your net's just gone a bit wonky because you were a little bit robot-y. But that's okay. See how you go.
Yeah,
it's definitely robot-y. All right, I think that's your net, babe. But that's okay. See how it goes. That's all right. We will keep going on. So, Yeah. Oh, robot. Chris. Beep, boop, bop, boop. Robot Chris. Chris is a little robot. That could be the show title for today. And I got, because she can't, she's not speaking at the moment. I did get the naught in message. So I'm happy. There we go. You're back. Okay, that sounds like...
Oh, hot diggity dog.
All right, you are back. Excellent. All right. And just for those of you that, you know, forget, I'm just going to say...
Really?
Yeah.
It sounds like a pig.
I'll have to find the other ones. I have like three, and I've all put them elsewhere. So, might have to do like a little.
Oh my god!
I love you so much. You know that. Okay. All right. So for you guys, you know, what are you going to be working on? Again, with holidays coming up, you know, the holiday season, lots of people get time to take some time off, relax, wind down a gear, you know, let us know. What's your plans? Are you going to be busy? Are you not? Are you going to be traveling? You know, jumping around from family to family. I don't know. So yeah, let us know on that. Okay. The other question that I thought would be interesting was, do you have any challenge tune goals specifically in mind for this holiday season? So, Chris, as we said, more playtime.
Yes, exactly.
That sounds about right.
Survive till the holidays, get pacifist out of Caverns of Time in one piece with no kills, and you know, day after Christmas, booyah.
Yes. Exactly. I mean, December is such a big crazy month. I must admit, one of the interesting things this year is I am technically not in retail. So
that is so weird.
It is really, really weird. I am not standing on a front counter having to deal with the masses. Which is really different. The team tell me we had our biggest day Monday just gone, and that was a big day. We were also down 4 people. So yay. And it was a massive day. So they reckon from now until Christmas, it will actually not be too crazy. I like that thought. It reminds me of work when I first started and Christmas would like drop off. Like it would just drop off and then you'd be like, hey, I can now catch up on the year because I've not had time to. So yeah, it'll
and
be
you can enjoy the holiday because people aren't screaming in your face and you're not still waiting for the ramp up. You're already just coasting down. And
yeah,
I mean, how many years has it been since you've actually been able to enjoy a holiday where we are not just getting absolutely, you know, lambasted?
Let me see. I've been 29 years with Post.
So happy 30th. there's a thing called Christmas.
Yeah.
And it's a holiday, and it's supposed to be relaxing, and you're supposed to be able to bake and eat yummies and drink extra coffee and enjoy the time with your new hubby and your family.
Yeah.
And, you know, decorate a little, throw some...
Oops. You've gone robot-y. Okay. Damn you, internet. Chris's internet needs to behave. No, it's still being weird. All right, give it a minute, see how it goes. Nisi says, no traveling for us. I'll be playing as normal, just trying to keep everyone alive and hoping my monk doesn't explode into a pile of goo when she gets into Bastion. Okay. It's a good goal to have. We do not want a monk goo in Bastion. But, yeah. Again, you know, it's just trying to have some time. I think Fair says nothing changes for me or my tunes. Okay, that's good. I have put down playtime, obviously. This year has been, it's been so busy with everything, with, you know, we were leading up to the wedding, all of that kind of stuff, after the wedding, health issues, work issues, it just kind of went all crazy, and now I'm working in kind of a different aspect, and time to change, I'm absolutely exhausted by the time I get home, so me sitting down to play at night has not been a thing, because I have been just, like, so tired that I go to bed. Yay for those waking up at 3 a.m. though. Isn't it, Chris? It's like...
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, you're still robot-y. Sorry, babe. Robot Christmas. Robot Chris. Chris Robot Christmas. Now, I wonder if we can tie that in. Somebody, think of a name. I'm sure we'll come up with anyone. Anyway, so goals is just to actually get some playtime. I think that's mostly for both... Robot Chris. Yes! Thank you. I knew Nisi would pick something. Excellent. I love it. I love it. I love it. We've got the show title. All good. All good. All right. Okay. Well, let's talk about... Oh, that's so cute. Christmas. Christmas. Your internet really is not behaving tonight. It's really being nasty. I don't like your internet anymore. Normally it's been okay. It sucks, yes. All right. I know, which says absolutely a lot. Like, Australian internet. You guys know how bad Australian internet can be. It's just... Yeah, Chris is like worse than that. It's crazy. It's crazy. Alright, so Zaya says, my shaman is 2 bubbles short of 60, but not registered, so on hold until the website is sorted out. My BT is at 55, so going to play rested XP each day. No idea how long it'll take. That'll be interesting to see how you go with that. I mean, we love rested on a BT. We do love it. But it does not last long, as we know. As we know. Okay. All right. Is your net behaving? Or is it still being pooped? Mm-hmm. Oh, sounds okay. Sounds okay.
A little bit.
Yeah. Okay. Weeks and Wow. Go.
I know. Seriously. It's like, holy cow. Well, Passy actually got a couple of bars. Woohoo. Yay. So I'm 50 and a few bars. Woo. But I, again, internet. Now, does everybody see why I'm not playing any challenge tunes?
Mm-hmm.
So I had a thing for mages this week, and I got my booster shot. So I just sat in the chair, because if I'm going to be in pain, I might as well just play.
Mm-hmm.
So I made a fire mage called Explorer. And she went around and explored a ton and was just having an absolute blast. And I'm like, but you know what? I really want to get the Legion class, the Order Hall mounts. Mm-hmm. I'm like, okay, I've got another name. I'm going to go start over. So I got a new mage, a second new mage, almost to 20 tonight, and her name's Frost. And this one, she's actually her name is. So, you know, it's not like my arms, or my Fury Warrior named Arms, or my Demon Hunter who's named Tank, who used to be a tank, but now she's DPS. Frost is actually Frost.
Nice.
So I've gotten her to almost 20 today. Awesome. Thank you, 17% buff.
Yay.
And I just sat. And at least if I'm going to get DC'd 18 times or go robotic, then, you know, they can go poof and it's not heartbreaking and bad.
18 DCs is, you know,
in 2 hours.
I don't know, that could be like, I know Azzy had a lot of DCs. Remember when he had like really bad internet?
So bad, yeah.
You know, a couple years ago, and there was DCs, and I'm just trying to think who else. There was someone else that quite often had some DCs. And, you know, but I really think you take the cake on 18 in like 2 hours.
I don't want that cake. It's terrible cakes. I spit it out, and I want new cake.
It is. That's
remake
right.
The cake.
Yeah. Yeah. Most definitely.
Great.
It's like a mud cake.
At that
cake.
Point, we just
mud cake?
Logged off and watched, you know, footy. I'm like, forget it. Let's go watch Liverpool.
Yeah.
There is bad cake pee if it's all DCs.
Bad cake.
Although, yeah, it's
would
hard
consist...
to find a bad cake.
Yeah. Oh, I mean, a bad cake would be something, it'd have to be like a horrendous flavor with like fish juice and, you know, like that's
well,
not
no,
typical.
They make fish cakes. Fish cakes are good.
Yeah, but,
but
you
it's
know,
ramen.
Like, yeah.
It just
I
has
don't
a
know.
Name cake.
Mm. Yeah. Anyway, we're not thinking about bad cakes. We're thinking about good cakes. So, yay, you got some bars on Pacifist. Very excited about that. Hang on, let me do my little... I love that.
I couldn't even hear it, but yay!
Oh, gee, of course. Why? Oh, why? I don't know why it's doing that. Anyway, that was the applause. Because I was very excited for
yay.
You. So that was applause for you. Okay, so hang on. Niecy says, cake, is it time to start soaking the fruitcake ingredients yet? Yes. Yeah. Actually, I've still got a fruitcake, the third fruitcake. Remember for the wedding, I made three cakes. We made the practice cake. And then we made, like, the other two cakes. So I've still got one cake. One fruit cake. Which is doused in Bundaberg rum. Which is freaking... Anyway, we've still got that. It's gonna get cracked. But then Mum goes and buys another fruit cake. Because she's like, I know you don't have time to make one. Which I'm like, thank God, because I don't. I don't have time. We've still got a fruitcake, so I wasn't going to worry about it. But Mum goes and buys another, like this decadent little tiny fruitcake. And then she says to me yesterday, I think we need to douse it in rum. And I went, well, of course.
Well, like, of course. Is that a question?
like, yeah. She's like, I'll leave you to do that. So I had bought for the wedding cakes... I had bought this 750 ml, I think it was, of Bundaberg rum, which is the only rum that you drink in Australia. There are other ones. We don't talk about them. We don't talk about them because Bundaberg rum is the rum of choice. Like, it really is. It's Queensland rum. It's, you know, it's one of those things. It's what when I used to drink, admittedly, I was more bourbon than rum, but you know, if it came down to rum time, it was always Bundy rum. And my grandma always taught me, if you're cooking with rum, it was always going to be Bundaberg rum. So, so I've got about a third of a bottle because I used two thirds of a bottle with the other cakes. So I have got a little bit, or it might actually be under, might be only a fifth of the bottle. I don't know.
You may have to go get more rum.
Yeah, but it's only literally a little, probably maybe 6 or 7 inch cake. It's not a huge fruit cake. So it might be enough. I don't know. I'll have to have a look. I haven't had a proper look yet. So we will see. I have also done rum. Rum is great to soak in. I also did another year. So let's talk challenges and cooking. Why not? the last year I actually had this a coffee liqueur. So it was like a rum infused coffee liqueur that I used to soak last year's fruit cake in, and it was nice. Now, as someone who doesn't drink, and the only time I ever drink anything is really if it is in cake. you just gotta, at certain times of the year, you've gotta have these things. But yeah, liqueur has worked really well as well. So I don't know, chocolate, I know there's chocolate liqueurs, there's coffee liqueurs, that kind of thing. I was a huge Kahlua love. I really miss Kahlua because that was damn fine with milk, over ice, with Coke, Coca-Cola for you guys. It was a very, very good choice of drink, especially around Christmas time, because it just works. So which reminds me, eggnog. Who loves eggnog?
Oh, I love eggnog.
Okay, so I found some eggnog at the grocery store yesterday, and I said to my husband, I didn't really say that. I was like,
his name.
I was like, babe, eggnog, let's get some eggnog. And he says to me, I have never had eggnog. And I went, oh, well, we will definitely be doing that. So we haven't done that yet. I think we will do that today. We did make a spider yesterday. So, the ice cream and Coca-Cola made a spider or Coke float. Again, I think that's what you guys call it, which was very tasty. So we did have that.
Wait. Are you saying in Australia you call a Coke float spider?
Yeah.
Like the giant things that live all over your country and will eat you?
Yeah.
Oh, boy.
Yeah. Yes.
Of course you do.
Okay, of course we do. That's just what we do.
How do you turn it into an eight-legged creature with fangs?
I don't know. It's what it's always been. It's always been known. Mind you, it was always the thing that, like, a spider was always known as, like, Fanta and ice cream or creaming soda and ice cream. So, it was soft drink and ice cream. So that was
soft
that
drink,
was a spider.
Ice cream, arachnid. Yeah.
Yeah. But when you had Coke or Coca-Cola, as you guys, it was called a tarantula.
Oh, dear Lord.
So that's when I grew up. But
just
we just, it's just a spider. And actually, Execute said that to me yesterday as we were. I was teaching him how to make one because, he hasn't made one. So I was teaching him. I said, look, it's as easy as you do this. He's like, why do we call it a spider? I said, I don't know. I've grown up calling, we've always called them spiders. And then he was like, oh, I wonder if it's the bubbles. The bubbles, when you add the soft drink onto the ice cream, it gets that really foamy, bubbly, kind of looks like
foamy venom gonna melt your skin off.
Well, it kind of looks a bit like a spider's web, was what he was saying, and I was like, I was like, oh, maybe. And then I'm just like, slurp, and I'm like, don't care, it tastes good. So
that's
yeah,
true that.
Yeah, yeah. But when you grow up with spiders, and again, you just, spiders don't bother me. So I know it doesn't for everyone. But you
I'll
grow
take
up in Queensland.
Over spiders any day. I will take a snake.
Yes.
No spiders, please. No.
Yeah, don't mind. Snakes doesn't bother me. But freaking geckos, I tell ya.
I'll take the geckos too. I think they're adorable.
little, they're evil little things. Anyway, I digress. Sorry. So yes, and two new mages. That's fantastic. I cannot believe that you got those names. Well, it should not surprise me. I know. Frost is your Frost mage.
Frost, yes.
How does this happen?
I know. And I'm on full servers. You know, come on, peeps.
I don't know. It's so awesome. I love it. I love it so much. But it's like, I don't understand how this happens. It's amazing. It's just one of those, what do you call it? Like a conundrum thing that you just can't. Twilight Zone. It's like the Twilight Zone. It's like we can't really explain it. You just get these names all the time, and it's just amazing. Oh, so good. Okay, Nisi says, here we go. Per Wikipedia, in Australia and New Zealand, an ice cream float is known as a spider because once the carbonation hits the ice cream, it forms a spider web-like reaction, which is the bubbles. And, yeah, exactly. Thank you, Nisi. Exactly that. I mean, at first it doesn't look like it. It's like when it kind of, the bubbles kind of dies down is when it looks like that. Chris says she works 6 to 7 days a week. I think she secretly works 4 to 5 and the other two she spends creating tunes, trying 5,000 plus names until she gets one.
That's exactly it.
Because you know, we know that's exactly what you do. Thank you for that. That I can just see that visual image of
you right. I'm sitting here on all of our connected realms. Well, yeah. And I liked Nisi's hint that it was rum with a suggestion of cake.
Yeah. Yeah. That's how my grandma always taught me, you know. My nana, my gran. It was like, if you're going to do something, yeah, do it well.
Yep, that would be my mother and her mother with rum balls.
Yeah. Yes, it's just like, yeah. Oh, that's what I've not made. So, oh, I need to put that on the list. Thanks, Chris. That's another Christmas baking. So good. Yeah, yeah. Mind you, I do the cherry ripe balls were so good last year. Cherry ripe. I'm thinking I might have to change that because my sister can't eat cherry ripe. But she can eat twirl. Twirl is like gluten-free. Like Cadbury twirl. I don't know if you go. It's chocolate. I'm thinking.
Wish we had as much Cadbury as you do.
Oh, yes. We'd have lots. That's great.
I found out the other day there are Cadbury advent calendars. P is sitting there with Cadbury advent. R, mm-hmm. Advent calendars are like plastic chocolate. That's probably a really good description because they're just so not Cadbury. I'm like, what do you mean you're eating Cadbury? Yes, please. Can this be a thing in the US? Mm. Please. Mm.
I went looking for some yesterday and I couldn't find them because even though I've got my advent calendar, husband, execute, doesn't have one. But, you know, I don't think he's too worried, but I was trying to do a bit Christmassy and I couldn't find one yesterday. I was like, what? This is crazy. But anyway, it is what it is. Yeah. Okay. Let's get back to what we were talking about.
I know, we need a cooking episode.
All right. So I did actually manage to get some trivia done, which was good. Not as much as I hoped for. However, I did, and Passy Lita F, which is my Tauren Druid, dinged level 53. So, yay, I'm happy with that. I did manage to get some more bars on the big passy and also the little baby passy, but not enough to ding. So I have passy leader sitting at 55. I've got passy leader F sitting at, you know, 53. And baby passy leader I can't remember which one. She's a little known rogue. I can't even remember now. Anyway, at least I got some done, so that's good. All right. Okay, let's play. You probably can't hear the bumper, but I'm going to play the bumper, okay? All right, let's do this. Where is it?
Breaking down news from the World of Warcraft.
Did you hear that? Maybe you did.
I heard that.
Okay. It's weird. Something.
High Road Slayer.
Yeah, I know. Okay, news. We've got a couple of things to talk about. So, first off, Dark Moon Fest starts tonight for me this afternoon, like whatever. So, that needs to be my priority. Very excited about that. So, that'll go this coming week. Yay! Last one of the year, too. Last one for 2021. Crazy. So make use if you're starting a new tune, whichever, you know, good time to do it. Dark Moon Fair. So yes. And also 17th anniversary will end on December the 6th. So those that want to get, you know, some more trivia questions in, etc., keep going. You've still got like a couple of days. All right. Okay. Are you right to read the next couple?
Yeah, and okay. Actually, speaking of the anniversary, P just put in chat that he went through the portal from south of Southwind. What? It's from Stormwind. It's like hashtag blonde boy and hashtag green dude. to Caverns of Time on an alt, not a challenge tune. But the second he zoned in, he was dead. The Doom boss guy was all the way up at the entrance. Thank heavens he wasn't on a challenge tune.
Oh, thank you.
God, so if yeah. you're taking them down there, peeps, be really, really careful.
Good, really good point. Thank you, Peridon. Absolutely, because I know when I've like been down there, it's not been prime time. So I think that for me has been a saving grace that I've zoned in. Nobody's attacking the big Doom. You know, the world boss thing that's right outside. But for those that maybe play on a more, you know, compacted time zone type of thing, if they're killing that boss, like, and they pull it back, which they do, it's right at the entrance, and you zone in just inside the entrance, then it's not good. Like, it's not good. So, yeah. So, super great warning to be very, very careful of zoning in when you're down there. So, yeah. Alrighty. Okay.
Okay. Something else to make me panic today. good thing my girl's already sitting there. Zaya has found that the Shadowlands scouting map, the flight path toy, requirements were changed. It now only requires the exploration of the Shadowlands zones on one character, and you can learn it below level 50 now as well. So when he tested this on a BT, so Bloodthirsty, it yep. did not add quest completed. Yay. At this time, it looks like this is a workaround for Bloods to be able to leave Bastion and kill elsewhere.
Excellent.
Booyah. Yeah. Right? Because there's...
Yeah. Exactly. So... You know, again, that's, see how you go with it, you know? I mean, thank you for that information, because I know certain zones and certain people might be a little bit over Bastion. Not looking at anyone in particular. Easy. But totally, totally can, yes. Like that, dot, dot, dot. But, you know, if that's something that might work for you guys, again, information, what do they say? Information, knowledge is power. So if it helps you guys with leveling, go. You've got 6 more to go. Oh, damn. Wow. Okay. All right. What else have we got?
And we also have 9.2 is now on the PTR. And I can say from personal experience, if you do not want spoilers, be careful what you see on Twitter, because...
Thankfully...
Not happy.
Yeah, that's... Again, you know, we understand people get very excited about sharing things, but, you know, I think it should be one of those things of spoiler alerts. I know Stoner, I used to, you know, it was like spoilers after a certain period of time, obviously, especially things like movies. It's like, well, the movie's been out 10 years, you know, like we shouldn't have to say spoiler alert. But again, be careful. Sometimes I think you can mute words, can't you? You can mute words, but if you don't know what's coming, what words do you want to mute? It could be a bit, you know, tricky. So, but again, just be careful what you do. I must admit, I haven't been on Twitter much to see what's going on, which probably isn't a bad thing. I've got too much IRL that's going on. So,
seriously.
Zaya says mostly endgame stuff for 9.2, but I honestly don't know. I have not looked at it. Nisi believes so. No idea. I've barely had time to, like, thinking of what's coming ahead. I don't have time. I just trying to deal with here and now at the moment, which is, you know, what it is. Haven't done all covenants on all classes yet. Zaya, come on. Go, go, go. You've still got time. I don't even know. Have they said? I don't even know they've said a date yet. But, you know,
they haven't set a date, and they have not said yet. There is speculation that rather than having a 9.2 and a 9.3, it's going to end up being the same thing that happened in WAD, and they're going to roll the story into 9.2. Has that been confirmed or said by Blizzard? No.
Yeah.
Have people been speculating that that is what's going to happen because the original patches didn't come out on the original hoped timeline? Yes, but nobody knows anything.
Yeah, okay. Watch this space, I guess, you know. But just be aware that, yeah, if you don't want spoilers, you know, you might have to pick and choose very carefully what you're looking at. All right, excuse me. Okay, so just a reminder for this coming week, please, as per my little banner that's right underneath me right here, for those of you that can't see that because you're listening to the podcast, it says get your death list in by December 9th. Okay, you can send it to podcast@wowchallenges.com. Next week, again, is the last show of the year. I'm gonna be taking some weeks off before we're back. So yeah, need to have a break, need to spend some family time, Christmas, etc. And yeah, I need a break. I need to recharge because this year's been crazy. Also, I want to remind you guys, I spoke about this last week, which is for those of you that would like to send in your challenge tune screenshots of your favorite place. Okay, next year there's gonna be changes. I'm telling you now, some of it you're not gonna know until next year. But one of the things I want to do is showcase screenshots from, you know, our challenge tunes, like your favorite places. So, you know, like right behind me. Okay, we know it's Christmas. Oh, that's the chair. But it's Christmas time. There's a snow globe. Like, you know, it can be something as simple as that. If you can get them into size is 1920 by 1080. All right, just have like limited text on it because we don't want like words everywhere. But yeah, go get some screenshots. I would love to have them, but they will be the main screen. Instead of space, we're going to have challenge tunes, you know, and just places in the world. Like I also said, next year, last week for next year. I have got, screenshot wise, I don't even want to tell you guys how big my screenshot file size is over the years. It is multiple gig. So I can certainly pull quite a few screenshots just me, but I would love to have you guys contribute and have yours there. Screenshot size is 1920, so 1920 by 1080. If not, if you can get it as close to that as you possibly can, I may be able to play around with resizing. But if it's like a really tiny size, like, I don't know, you know, 400 by 320, it might be harder to resize because pixels and everything's going to come out really, like, warped. It's going to be a bit borked. So the best you can do... If you're not sure, like if you've got one that you would like to test, let me know. Like, fair, if you're not sure, send one to me, talk to me, and I can have a look and see if it'll work and be like, sweet, that's good, or no, I can manipulate it. But yeah, if we can see how we go. So again, you know, it just thought it would be a nice thing to do to have you guys, to have everyone just be in the background with, you know, your favorite places or just places that are interesting. I'm always taking screenshots. Like, I see how the sun is or where the moon is, and I'm always taking screenshots. Hence why I've got a lot of screenshots. I can certainly fill it up with just my stuff, but I don't want to do that. I want you guys to have something to be in the background, which would be really cool. So again, send it to podcast@wowchallenges.com for me. That will be the easiest. If you've got any questions, like, just ping me. Or DM me. That's fine. Not a problem. Okay, I think we've covered all the news. Let's do this one. Here we go.
Hey, yo! It's Chit Chat!
And our trusty little goblin. There he is. Okay, we have got a holiday pun from Chris. What have we got? Go for it.
Okay. What did the gingerbread man put on his bed? A cookie sheet.
Oh!
Just for you, woman. Just for you.
That's so cute. Christmas and baking.
Cookie sheet.
Hello. That was perfect. That was perfect. Excellent. Well, thank you very much. Oh, we do like that. And again, there will be, again, you guys, if you've got some that you want to send in for next week. Oh, damn. You know what? I did forget to do something in news. This is why, Lita, you need to write these things down. Hang on. Let me just make a note of what I was going to say. Okay. I'll talk about it in a sec. Tiber says, my stolen pun of the week. My cousin Bob got kicked out of a bar. He stormed back in, so he was kicked out again. He's my cousin twice removed. Oh, I've not heard that one. That's not that.
That nice. Was cute.
That was cute. I. Well done. Well done. Again. Look, if you guys want to send in some, like, holiday puns for next week, too, go for it. It's nice to have. And we only really get to do this one time a year because, you know, Christmas is big enough as it is. So send us the things. Absolutely. All right. Now, before I forget, and this is my fault because I did not put it in the show notes and I was like, no, I'm going to get to it. And I kept thinking this morning, I need to write it down. I need to write it down. And I didn't. So start planning now for next year, for the first show of the year, which I'm going to say we will be back on January 15th. Pretty sure it's that. But anyway, for the first show of the year. So you've got, you know, you've got like 5 weeks. You can think about it. I want to do your New Year resolutions for your challenge tunes. Okay? Write them down. I want anyone, if you've got like your top three, what have you got? What are the goals? So we want to start the year off with, and I've got some thoughts for mine. Of what I would like to achieve next year on my challenge soon. So let's write them down, send them in. Let's do, you know, this can be a thing that we could look back at the end of the year and be like, did we achieve them? You know, maybe. Just thought it'd be fun. So so again, if you want to send that in, it's at least three would be, you know, would be great. If you've got three goals for your challenge tunes of what you want to do for 2022, I have to get used to saying that.
How?
I know, right? Then send them in again to podcast@wowchallenges.com. So, or ping me, talk to the mods, whichever way works. But New Year resolutions, that will be the first show for next year. Okay. All right. On that note, I think nothing else in chat room? No. Okay. Let's wrap this up because, oh, hang on. Dave's here. Not
apparently
die.
Dave and I are going to have the same resolutions.
That's right. Not die, not die, and not die. That's, you know, that is three very good. We do appreciate that. Thank you, Dave. We do. All right. Let's wrap things up. Do you think you'll be right to do the Iron Elite?
Yeah, you know, well, yeah. If all you all of a sudden start getting robotic, then we'll translate.
Beep, beep, boop, bop. Okay.
For our wonderful Iron Elite, from the bottom of our hearts, thank you. Alejandro's Awesome Trousers, Boz, Cell, Chupa, Dave DeHunter, Execute, Fair, Gazden, Grand Negus, myself, Laren Ramar, that poor person, I am so sorry, every week, Lita, Mr. Brito 1, Mrs. Rakuru, Nisi, Rude, Stir, Stone, Tiber, aka Tiber, Wynema, Zaya, and Sorts.
Absolutely. So, again, thank you guys. We do appreciate all the support, and we know we have support in many different ways. Just the fact that you guys are here sitting in the chat room listening to us, watching us, listening through the podcast, tweets, likes, you know, all of that, we do appreciate it. So for all of you that do that, thank you so much. From Star and myself, again, you know I say this every week and you guys are probably like, you do this all the time, Lita. But again, it is so, so important to mention this bunch of amazing people that make my life so much easier because life is crazy. So I want to say a huge thank you to them. So to Awesome Trousers, Boz, Execute, Fair, Chris, Nisi and Zaya, thank you guys for all the things you do, because if you were not here, this whole thing would be a mess. Like, it just would. So the fact is I have these people that are amazing and take care of things so I can deal with other things as well as IRL. I appreciate you guys. So thank you, thank you, thank you. To our code wardens, thank you. To you guys, everyone here in the channel who's here, thank you so much. Again, thank you for hanging out. Chris, thank you. again. Thank you. Don't thank your crappy internet, though. Stop being
naughty. Get on it.
All right, so I will be back next week, which is Saturday, December 11 at 7 p.m. Eastern Time, which will be the last show of the year. Hang on, let me turn that off. Get your death list in. It needs to be in this week by the 9th. So last show of the year. So it'll be death list, Christmas show. I have some of our wonderful mods who are coming to be a whole group thing. All the things next week. We will be full on Christmassy. I think I've got my Christmas hat. I do. I think, where is it? No, that's my stocking. I have. Okay, this one's Execute's hat, but we can borrow it. There we go. We've got at least a hat. It doesn't really work over the headphones, but anyway. This is his hat for this year. We will be very much having that. A lot of Christmas stuff can't be red, can't be green, because we have this green screen. And I don't know if you remember last year, I did green on my eyes, and it looked like I
knew. That was great.
So hence we have gone very red and sparkly on the eyes this week. Not sure what I'm going to do next week, but anyway, we will figure something out. So death list, last show of the year, Christmas show, all rolled up into one. So don't forget where you can find us is pop over to thewildchallenges.com. You can also find the information for our Discord, Facebook, Twitch, Twitter, and the YouTube channels over there. If you want to listen to the podcast, you can get it through Google Play, iTunes, Spotify, and Stitch Radio. And again, if you want to contact the show, send your death list, send your New Year resolutions for 2022. If you've got holiday puns, jokes, any of that stuff, please send it to podcast@wildchallenges.com. Chris, where can we find you?
You can find me on Twitter. It's Chris W. Twitch, yes. Always comes up for Twitter. It's Chris W. Otherwise, either Puritans or Wild Challenges Discord.
That's it. Exactly. And yep, like Macy said, you send them to the podcast email, send it through Twitter, Facebook, or through Discord. Again, if you're sending photos for the screenshots and all that stuff, though, please email them. That way I can get a better copy, if that makes sense, of like downloading a better copy of the photo. Sometimes I find through Discord it can be a little, I don't know, it's like something happens with it, but that's email them. yeah one of those. Anyway, where you can find me? You can find me on Twitter at LetaWow, which is LetaWow. And you can find me over on, you know, like Instagram, Facebook, all the things. Leta on Discord. On TikTok, I am under LetaWow. We have not done Baking Box Advent Calendar today. That will be done after the show. We're up to day 5. If you've not been following along, I got myself a Baking Box Advent Calendar, and it is freaking cute. I have much things to... much ideas going around my head in what I'm going to make. So yes, it's all sprinkles and chocolate drops and cake toppers so far. So we will see. I don't know what I'm getting today. That will be a bit later. Okay. All right. Last thank yous. Please, Chris, who have we got?
Last thank yous, and I'm so sorry I did not get to hear Flowers today, but at least the chat room did. Mr. Bretto1, biggest thank you for the absolutely adorable intro. You can find him on Discord at Mr. Bright One.
Exactly. And we appreciate everything Russ has done, because those Christmas designs on the spreadsheet.
That Murloc.
Freaking adorable. God damn it. I meant to. Oh, you know, honestly, I just. Next
week.
I'm sure
saying write it down, Lita. Write it down.
No, fair. Please remind me next week to get the photos of Fair sent through photos of what she got, which was a mug. And she's got two of the bags, and they are so freaking adorable. I meant to put them in, and I haven't set them up. So, yes, the last week's show header was the mug. Exactly. It's so cute. Russ did an amazing job. Absolutely love it. So again, you know, to him, thank you, thank you, thank you. They're so adorable. All right, now from me, and again, I want to say in honor of an amazing friend of mine, an amazing friend of the show, who I miss tremendously, but in respect and honor for him, to Epic, I will play the full outro in a moment, because he's been our outro since day dot. And I cannot express how much miss him. Anyway, on that note, we're not going to get all teary because it'll ruin my makeup. Just saying. But yeah, we pay respect. So RIP to Epic. We love and miss him. And but we want to honor him. So thank you. Everyone, please... please just have a good week. Chris, thank you for being here. May your internet be better real soon. real soon. But thank you for being here and being with me this week. I'm glad you liked your Christmas photo.
Brilliant.
I had fun.
I even snipped it and saved it.
I can send you the thing. That's fine. But yeah, so everyone, please stay safe both in and out of game, and we will see you here next week for the last show of 2021. Can't believe I'm saying that already, and what a year it's been. But get your death list in, screenshots, whatever it is that you want to do, just be safe this week, people, okay? All right, see you guys. See you next week. Bye.
The WoW Challenges Podcast is a World of Warcraft gaming podcast produced by Lita. Copyright 2021. Portions of this podcast belong entirely to Blizzard Entertainment. The music used for the show belongs to Kevin MacLeod, and you can find his great stuff at incompetech.com. No copyright infringement is intended.